For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome to our party. We're having a CD 30th birthday party, and of course, Jose Hernandez walks in the room and has to trump us by telling us things that we didn't know that he knows about the CD and its 30th birthday today. Actually, very hard to believe that 30 years... Well, here's what's even harder to believe. The first demonstration of digital music, which would later be put on a CD, was in 1976.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So... 6 years before the actual official commercial release, they were showing what CDs could do. It's time to talk a little tech talk. That, meaning that the CD story and other things with Jose Hernandez, he has brought to you. Oh, let me give you the numbers first. Because the first come, first serve. You have a technical question about your phone, your TV, you name it. What else could we throw in there? Telephone, computer, TV. If it's technical, he'll take a run at it. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You need to call now. And you also need to know that Jose is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They're great stores. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
So, Mr. Big Shot Know-It-All comes in here and goes, yeah, well, did you tell him this about the CD? Tell him some of that stuff, because the article I read said the first CD pressed was Strauss's, it was a classical piece, but you said that was
their test CD.
That wasn't a commercial pressing. That was just a test. Okay. Tell him what the big commercial success was.
Well, the first commercial one that was sold was Billy Joel's album. But the first one that they actually produced in a factory that weren't one-off or two-off handmaids was an ABBA album called The Visitors.
Wow.
And then the hardware, if you were in Japan in 1982, the CDP 101 player sold for the equivalent of $730. In today's money, that's about $1,750.
No different, though. No different than the cell phone. My first cell phone I bought in, and I want to say, 83. And I still remember the price. It was Motorola. It was mounted to the hump with a transmitter in the trunk. And the phone, the cell phone, was $2,700.
Oh.
And that's not service. I think it was 10 cents a minute, and that was the only plan you got, was 10 cents a minute.
Right.
So it's like anything else. It starts off really expensive. And now you can get, if you just wanted to go out and buy a CD player, literally $6
for
a single portable player.
Yeah, they're nothing.
Yeah.
Western Digital has launched the first 4-terabyte hard drive.
About time. It's about time.
How many songs is that, Jose?
I think that's pretty much the whole world. $479 for the 4-terabyte version, $20 cheaper if you're going with an SAS versus a SATA drive. Verizon is launching its new Redbox Instant coming in December. This should pretty well take care of the rest of Netflix. The streaming service will initially focus solely on new movies that have been available for sale in the retail offices.
Did you hear, what's his name, Wozniak? What's his first name?
Steve.
Apple. The Apple guy wants to move to Australia because they're going to be the first ones countrywide free broadband.
Free broadband, yeah.
Yes.
And it probably helps his tax situation, too.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it would be too much.
What does that mean?
Taxes.
Every household gets broadband?
The entire continent, right? Is going to have...
Who's the provider? It'll
be the government.
Is it from satellite? Is it fiber optic?
It'll be what they call WiMAX. It'll be 500 megabit Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Google has it in Kansas City.
All right, Mike.
Let's
practicing our lingo. Our accent.
Ian, you went through all the Angry Birds versions, didn't you? And get all of the gold stars?
Well, I didn't play Space that much, but the first one, did you?
I played Space, yeah.
Did you? Well, they've got a new one called Bad Piggies.
Woohoo! Yeah! Oh, that's right. You control the pigs now, not the birds.
Right. It went to the top spot of paid apps on the App Store within 24 hours of being released on the market.
I burned myself out too much on that first one.
I did too. I angry burned overdid myself it. To death.
Seems Apple is apologizing for its Maps application. The CEO, Tim Cook, came out and said that it would probably be a good idea if you went and used another mapping application, for instance, Bing, MapQuest, or Google, or head over to their websites and put an icon on your iPhone. The problem is, one, Apple had a year left on its contract with Google for a mapping application. The other one is Google submitted, at least is rumored to have submitted, an iPhone 5 mapping app to the App Store, and Apple denied it.
Yeah, see, this is different because Frank was telling me before the show, his son...
My son just got the iPhone 5, mm-hmm. right? He showed me this map thing, this Apple map.
Yep.
It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. It's so superior to what Google has because here, it has a flyover feature. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of looking, say, down, let's take Las Vegas. Instead of looking down, and you look down, you see Caesar's Palace, and maybe you can look at it from the side. This thing, you can imagine being in a helicopter mm-hmm. and fly around a single building and yep. look. How is that possible?
They take pictures from four different sides and then integrate them. Google Maps had Google Earth had a 3D function that does pretty much the same thing.
Wow. So what's the problem with this new Apple?
Things are missing.
Okay.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge and the Empire State Building, roads just split and stop.
Okay.
It tells you, you know, they wanted, what they were after was turn-by-turn directions, because Google Maps on your Android phones has had that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is their turn-by-turn will turn you into places that don't exist.
Oh,
not good.
It just, on the map, the road just falls off. It's
drive
no
right into
there.
The river.
Whoopsie. That's the story. Remember, there are stories where people would follow their GPS into the water?
You can't do that.
No.
With any navigation system, because they all have flaws. And if they're not updated, they've changed the road somehow,
right.
Drive right into the lake.
Right. It's just, it's a sign of the times and the fact that it's hard to map the whole world correctly in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And that's what they ran into. They did a good job, but it's not a great job.
Okay.
And unfortunately, a good job tends to hurt people. So
you want to take some calls?
Please.
All right. Jose is ready for your calls, and patiently waiting has been Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Rich.
I've got a question with my laptop. I've got a air card, and recently I have been running into a issue at the house where it'll pick up a 4G network.
Yes.
And I'll try to connect, and it won't let me connect because it says that the network is not registered. Just exactly what does that mean?
It likely has to do with your air card provider, that either you haven't paid for or they haven't authorized that air card to actually transmit in 4G, even though it can find the network.
Well, it's a 4G card, and I've been on 4G networks in other places, but it's just this.
Have you had the latest firmware update to your card?
It says I'm running the latest version of, there are no updates available because I'm running the latest version for the card.
Well, my next call would then be to the service provider and ask them, because normally that's what that means, is it hasn't been authorized, something with the licensing of the card.
Okay.
Hi, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you.
There goes. Oh, he was going to say AM and the PM. I cut him off.
He played it.
Okay. It's, at least I know. I knew he did it. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I just got a phone call from someone claiming they're from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And they said my computer has malware, malicious, everything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But all my red flags were going up at the time because he didn't identify. I don't know if he could identify the computer.
Well, I'm just more interested in how he got your phone number from your computer having malware.
I know. It just called me up just because I had a landline. And
mm-hmm.
I would say that's
no.
That's not
that's a red flag.
Yeah. Microsoft is not going to spend the money to have somebody call you. They're just going to send a patch out with their next Microsoft update system if your machine really is infected.
Okay.
I think it's somebody just trying to get some money from you or try and get your ID so they can do other things to your personal information.
So your instincts were right, Jeff.
Yes. Okay. I didn't want to give this guy any sort of personal information at all.
You should take his information and have him say, listen, give me a number, I'll call you back.
Say, give me your social security number, and I'll call you back.
Yeah. A credit card and
right.
The PIN number.
That's right, date of birth.
Jeff, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Right. See, bye. We've saved another person from being scammed. Nick, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose, and hello, gang.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Tina, say hi to Nick. Oh, Tina's not.
Can I say hi to Tina?
You could if she were here, but she's pulling a John Brown today. What's on your mind?
Jose, I got a problem with my laptop. It gave me an error message saying that one of my cooling fans wasn't operating properly.
Yes?
I shut it down, and now it will not power up. Do you have any advice on what I could do to rectify that?
How old is the laptop?
It's almost a year old.
Not very old.
If it's not very old, a year, it still should be under warranty from where you purchased it. Usually they carry a year warranty.
Knowing my luck, it's probably a year and one day old.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
When we're done chatting, I'd give whoever you bought it from a call. It sounds like what happened is you might have actually overheated it and caused serious damage to the motherboard or to the CPU.
That's good news, huh, Nick?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not good news.
That's what he wanted to hear.
My second question would be, do you recommend anyone that I could take it to have it professionally looked at if it's not under warranty anymore?
I would start with whoever the manufacturer is. They should have service centers in the St. Louis area. I know HP and Dell and Compaq and IBM all have those kind of places. Call and talk to them.
All right, will do.
All right, Nick, good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you. And Pat, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Pat?
Yes.
How are you?
I am fine. I have questions about, first, should I replace the laptop? Second, are my selections on a new one good selections? Because I'm really stupid about computers.
Okay.
I got a Compaq. It's at least three years old. It's really overheating badly. And then it starts doing all kinds of weird things.
Yes.
I figure I got a fan that's not working. And at 3 years old, I don't think it's worth getting fixed.
Probably not.
It's also running on Vista.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, if you get a three-year laptop fixed, it's likely going to cost you within $50 to $100 of a brand new one that's got a warranty, has got dual processors and more RAM and more hard drive space. So it sounds like you're moving toward a new one.
Okay. I was looking at a refurbished Asus, four megs on RAM.
Yep.
And is there any disadvantage to getting a refurbished?
No. Refurbished, what ends up happening with refurbished, it gets returned to the manufacturer for some reason. Usually it's an overstock. Somebody, a Best Buy, has purchased 5,000 or 6,000 of them. They put them on sale. They didn't move as much of them, so they sent it back to the manufacturer. Or somebody who bought it, took it home, put it back in a package, brought it back. They didn't want it. The manufacturer goes back through it and makes sure that it still meets factory specification, but they can't sell it as new anymore, so that's when they sell it as refurbished.
Okay. I was thinking it wasn't anything real terrible, like somebody took a hammer to it.
No, it might have some scratch and dents, but no. It's going to perform like a new one.
Okay. My next question is, if I go for a new one, I'm still going with Asus. From what I've read, it's pretty reliable and sturdy.
Yes.
Is there any advantage of Windows 7 or 8 over 7? Because one of them for $14.99, I can have the upgrade to Windows 8.
Well, Windows 8 isn't available yet, so they're trying to get people to sell. They sell you $15 to upgrade it when it becomes available. The reason you would want to do that, if you're going to hang on to the laptop for a very long time, they will eventually stop supporting Windows 7 in favor of Windows 8.
But there's no hurry to do that.
There's no hurry to do that, not at all.
And probably the life of her laptop will
you should be okay with Windows 7.
Because from what I've heard, laptops don't last more than 3-4 years.
They exist in an environment that's more harsh than your desktop unit. You carry it around, the temperatures change, it gets vibration and bumped, and, it's harder on them.
Doesn't leave the house usually, but, I've dropped it at home.
what I would recommend, Pat, is go to a big box store and look at the laptops they have available. In a desktop, the keyboard is pretty much the same for all of them. It doesn't change.
Right.
But laptops, because they're smaller, some are 15-inch, some are 17-inch, some are 10-inch, the keyboard layout changes. And they're not standard between each manufacturer.
So you need to put your hands on it.
You need to put your hands on it to see where where your hands rest, the shift key's in the right place. When you're typing, does your thumb hit the space bar? Does it hit the mouse pad? Those kind of things.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. All righty.
All right, Pat, thank you very much. Thank you for the call.
Good luck.
I got to tell you something. That actually is a huge reason to go and hands-on, because that keyboard crap, we got a computer one time, and we loved the screen. Oh, look at the size of the screen. We got home, and we realized we hated the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was horrible. Let's see, we got enough time. Yeah, we got time. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, Bo Buck. Say hi say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Hey, first of all, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. President of the Tim Weiland Karaoke Fan Club.
You're the one.
First off, I've got the iPhone 5. I've used the Maps function 5 to 10 times. Been pinpoint perfect on it.
Yeah, that's what my son said.
I'm not worried about the Golden Gate Bridge or the Empire State.
You see if the arch is there. That's all you care about.
Yeah,
right, exactly. That being said, like that, I don't know about you, Jose. I have an Asus computer like the lady was talking about.
Yes.
I absolutely loved it. And I had the real big one that came out about 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell you this. I use it as a DJ application. The motherboards are very, very difficult to find. That is the only negative I will tell you about that computer.
Right.
What's your question?
Oh, I just wanted to comment about the maps, the Google Maps.
Oh, okay.
His iPhone maps.
Okay.
He called in to say it hadn't killed him yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it hadn't killed me. I haven't driven anywhere except into competitors' radio stations to increase your guys' ratings.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Chuck. Appreciate it. I thought that he had a question. Let's do one more question for Barbara, and then we'll wrap it up here. Barbara, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Barbara.
Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose,
hold on a second. Did you get that big a kick out of that?
Why not?
Do it again. Say AM and PM again.
AM and PM.
Hallelujah. Any woman that gets that big a charge out of it,
maybe that was your first time. First timer.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it is great.
My cursor jumps around.
Yes.
It used to just do it when I was, if I would stop typing, it would move to a different place on the screen. Mm-hmm. Now it does it in the middle of typing.
Is this a desktop or a laptop?
Laptop.
You have a laser mouse or an LED mouse? When you pick it up, is there a red light on the bottom?
I don't have a mouse.
She uses the mouse pad.
Mouse pad guy, yeah.
You know, since you said this, hang on, I want to check my cursor. Hang on. Hell damn it. Yeah, it's working.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah,
cursor.
That was funny. Maybe a driver issue?
Yeah, it sounds like a driver issue. Normally what happens is people have optical mice, and they're using it on a surface that has like wood grain paneling or fake wood on it.
And it reflects.
Well, as you're moving it, it sees the dark and the light changes as actual movement on the screen.
Yeah.
But she's using the laptop mouse pad.
I don't have a mouse.
She doesn't have an external mouse.
Yeah, I would check. I'd make sure you got the most current driver.
Okay.
And actually, the mouse pad may be going bad.
Would that not update when they do updates?
Well, the updates that normally happen are through Windows.
Right.
You have to go out and pretty much manually search the manufacturer's website for an update to the drivers for the hardware.
And it might be under the control panel mouse settings.
Right.
Usually there's an update driver button.
Okay, cool.
Barbara, do you look as good as you sound?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
I knew it. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. See ya.
You hear that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sparks were flying.
Lit up.
She and I connected.
Oh, yeah.
Job well done, Jose. Another bunch of problems solved. If you'd like to email Jose, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And we thank the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers, where you can see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
So good day, everybody.
On the way, we have Dawn Meadows-Dixon to talk about a movie. I want to see this Argos? Is that what's
Argo? Yeah.
Argo, yeah. And the other one is, what is it, Zoomer or Zoom?
Looper.
Looper.
Joe Hipperson was talking about that on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Don Mills-Dixon has only ever given 4 ARDs one time, and it was for Argo, correct?
Mm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, must be pretty good. She'll be here before you know it. Right now we have Jim Sappho from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Jim, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Frank. I'm just texting a boss. He just texted me. Are you ready for the radio show? I text him back. Are you kidding me?
That's a good text.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hit him back with his own words.
Yeah, there you go.
Now is he listening so he's going to critique you when this is all over? Or?
I guess he is. I don't know. Oh, you know how that is.
No, I do know how it is.
Hey, Frank, you never asked me. Do I look as good as I sound?
No, and I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify that.
I don't think people want to know the answer to that. What are we selling today, Jim?
We are selling trucks. As a matter of fact, I got to say hey to an AM and PM listener, Roy and Karen Hendley from the city of St. Louis. They just picked up their new Silverado.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Way to go.
Great customers, a lot of fun to work with, and just some super, super nice people, just like all the AM, PM customers.
It's not AM, PM. It's AM in the PM.
So, AM in the PM.
See, if you're going to be in this little, if you're going to be in this little group, you got to get that right. AM in the PM. What are the names again? Roy and what?
Roy and Karen Handley.
All right. Well, thank you, Roy and Karen. Enjoy that Silverado pickup trip.
Yes, sir. Yes, so we've been busy. We sold 48. New cars.
Farty.
Farty-eight. New cars and trucks over the weekend.
Eight
we had
farty.
A great weekend.
48.
Busy this morning. Already busy today.
Of course you are. Should be.
Yes, sir. Right. Equinoxes for $20,008. Silverados, $10,000 off. It's just a great, great time to buy a car at Chevrolet, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Now, you're not reading a script, are you?
No, sir. I never read a script.
Good, good. We won't have we'll have no part of that.
Okay. Right. And then the end of the month is today. Chevrolet left the month open to today, so today is to get the deal so we can close our month big and strong.
So if people want to really push you over the top, they need to get in there tonight.
Tonight is the night.
Yeah.
The boss is away. And we're giving them away.
The boss is away, and we're giving them away.
Wow.
Did you make that up?
He rhymed away with away.
Yeah, he did.
Just after,
that's incredible.
Our other saying around here at Johnny Love, we like to make the buying experience fun and have fun the way we did with the Handleys. And I told them, I said, there's no strangers here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, just friends you haven't met yet.
That's a long saying.
Wow. It's like he's some kind of poet.
Yeah. Wow. Good, Jim.
Well, I think all we need. Thanks for saying shoot, by the way. I think all we need now for people who may not know, and I can't imagine who that would be, is where are you located?
We are located at 1375 Dunn Road. That's a 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit.
Washington, not to be confused with Farty.
I got a little twang to me. I'm a George Strait fan.
Now, this just proves you're from the area. That's
yeah,
all.
That's right.
That's right.
Phone number?
837-1800, 314-837-1800.
And now you have to say, or 24-7 at Londoff.com with Mary Beth Tennyson.
Shop 24-7, Londoff.com.
Now just say, just on here say that, Mary Beth Tennyson.
Mary Beth Tennyson.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that, Jim.
That was a test, and you failed. Wow. You weren't supposed to do that.
So,
I would not
me?
Have done. Okay, that's better. That's better. Well, Jim, we'll send you some business.
And you know, we own our building lot.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Thank you, Jim.
I'll see you guys. All have right. a great day.
You got it. Bye bye.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we will come back. I promise we will with the lovely Dawn Meadows Dixon on the Big 550 KTRS.
See, we're going to see how traffic looks on all the highways, including Highway Farty, with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, Highway Farty looks pretty good. I mean, there are no problems on here. And you know what? I'm still trying to get used to calling it 64. It's been 40 for so long, but you're looking good. Hampton, McCausland, all the way out through Highway 270. I do see an accident. Now, it looks like they may have... No, the left lane... One, two. It looks like two left lanes are blocked on southbound 170 right over the Brentwood or on the Brentwood overpass. Two left lanes blocked, only the right lane getting through. Traffic is solid approaching. It looks like Olive as far as I can see. Now, it look, actually, it looks like it goes back to Page. So from Page down through Brentwood, it's a parking lot. Southbound 270 is just a little bit off the pace between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And the only other slowdowns I saw were on the eastbound 64, Jefferson through Union Station. This traffic report is brought to you by Hometown Buffet and Ryan's. Visit Hometown Buffet and Ryan's tonight for a thick-cut rancher select sirloin served with all your dinner favorites. For a limited time, it's only $9.99 every night. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There's money hidden in your home. If your mortgage rate is higher than 2.75%, you could be overpaying by thousands of dollars.
Now's the time to shave points off your existing mortgage. This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Do you know your current rate? If you're still in the fours, you need to call Golden Oak now.
At Golden Oak Lending, we have fixed mortgage rates at 2.75%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
With rates this low, it's important to refinance, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
We'll get you closed in 30 days. We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf, and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest, to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
I passed a little movie theater today, driving back this morning from the lake, and I don't remember, I think Jeff City or somewhere, and it was the Something Four Cinema. And the building...
Four screens.
Yeah, but it was like the size of a little house. They couldn't have been very big screens. Sometimes you go into little towns, you see they still have those little downtown cinemas.
Oh, yeah.
Three letters Two. Missing. They don't have enough letters to spell out the title.
You can watch this movie or this movie.
They're still out there. It's time to talk about movies with Dawn Meadows-Dixon, courtesy of Westport Car Wash. They have three locations. It's a terrific car wash and really, really affordable. $10 for the best wash. It's fantastic. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. On Lime Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Say hello to Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey.
I love those little theaters, though. Those little
I don't.
Theaters.
They still have the ticket booth.
I love with the ticket booth.
But they have horrible sound system. You know, we're used to THX Dolby sound. You know, we're used to all this fan. And if you ever go into one of those things, you realize it seems like a good idea when you're, look, the old-time ticket booth. And then you get in there and you go, this is crap.
There's a reason that technology is...
comfortable. Yeah.
No, yeah, the seats are all
We're
ripped.
So used to now being served what? You can have drinks and dinner while you're watching them. It's almost like
Recliner.
You're in your own living room.
All right, since you're the movie person, I'll tell you the story real quickly. I'll give you the short version. It won't be easy. Years ago, and I won't go into all the details, but my wife and I, in a storm, got stuck in Rolla, Missouri. This is a long time ago. And we ended up having to spend the night in Rolla. We didn't intend to. And we didn't have any transportation. Let's just call it a breakdown ordeal. And so we get a cab. And the cab driver, I said, where we need to go, we need to find a place to stay for the night, and we'd like to get something to eat. And he said, well, and he told us about some Drury Inn or some hotel. And he said, there's a place called Johnny's Smokestack. So I remember we went to Johnny's Smokestack, and he says, if you go there, be sure to have the burnt ends. And I said, okay, and the burnt ends were great. Burnt ends meaning the burnt ends of the ribs. It's really good. So he said, when you're finished, here, call me. He said, there are only two cabs in town, so call me and I'll pick you up. So he picked us up, and I said, what about a movie? We have a night to kill. He says, oh. He said, I'll take you to the Forum. So he drives us to the Forum Cinema, and as we pull up, and I'm not making this up, he says, you know, that's not just a cinema. That's two cinemas in one.
Whoa!
Said, stop it.
Get out of here.
Now, at that time, we already had 8 screen complexes in St. Louis. He said it like he was so proud. He said, no, there's 2 screens in there. You could see 2 different movies in the same building.
Whoa.
Woo! And I thought, wow, this Rolla is really going places.
Yeah.
So what do we have today?
All right, I'm talking liberal arts. Now, this is a little movie. We've been talking about some big films that are going to open. This is a little movie. I had the screening Thursday night, called a friend. I knew it was about college. It was written and directed and stars Josh Radnor from How I Met Your Mother. Do you know that show?
I won't watch that show.
Either.
You don't like it.
No, it looks stupid to me.
It Well, it can be stupid. It can be funny. This guy, he's gorgeous to look at, but he's cute. Oh. It's well written, and it takes you back to college. And I have to be honest here. I love college. I absolutely enjoyed my college years.
Yeah, me too.
And my 20s.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, I didn't have any college years.
No, just that age. You know, I really enjoyed it. So he actually went back to shoot this film at the college he graduated, Kenyon College. Now, I went to school in Ohio, too. So it all felt very familiar. He goes back. He's in his 30s. He goes back for a professor's retirement party, and he meets this young girl who's still at school, and it's played by Elizabeth Olsen of the Olsen twins. She's the younger sister. She is a powerful actress, and she just steals the show. He falls in love with her, and it's about passages of time, you know, accepting the fact that you're growing older, the professor having to retire, the 30-something guy that goes back to his college years and wishes he was still in college, and then the 19-year-old.
Excuse me. Sorry. This sounds horrible.
This sounds horrible?
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
Really?
It sounds, yeah.
You know, it's an, I would say, it's not a, I enjoyed it. It's a cute little love story, a coming-of-age story. Josh Radnor's cute. Mm. Elizabeth Olsen is adorable. And the two of them together, you kind of wonder, are they going to get together? Is the guy going to really retire? You're on the college campus. It makes you want to go back to school again.
Nothing would make me want to go back to school.
Live those
Look,
years.
I don't have a college degree, but I don't want to go back to
school. All you had to worry about was waking up for that first class.
No, that's not all you had to worry about. I don't want to go back to grade school, high school, any school.
Me,
I hate it.
I didn't like
every
high school
day.
As well.
And I
just enjoyed college in the 20-something. And so you see him in his 30s still kind of struggling with who he is. And I was one of those that took a long time to grow up.
So
I related to this film. It's kind of an escapism film. You feel like you're just kind of in another world for
the only day, the only day. And it came around, I want to say once a month, I don't remember how often, but whenever we got to wear our Cub Scout uniforms to school, and we'd go to school in your little blue uniform, now that was a big day, but I even had that crushed, that experience crushed, because it was on a day that I was wearing my little Cub Scout uniform in the third grade in Mrs. White's class that I got really sick and pooped in my pants. In class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did this story come from?
Did you use your neckerchief to clean up down there?
No, they had to call my mother to school. I wouldn't get out of my little wooden desk.
True
True story. I wouldn't get up. When the class was over, everybody walked out, and I sat there, and the teacher said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Could you call my mother?" And she came with clean underwear.
Yes, why?
Yeah, well, she could tell.
She could tell.
It was the worst, one of the worst days of my life. And so I hate school.
So you didn't like school, elementary school.
Let me tell you something.
Matter.
If you ever poop in your pants in class, you'll hate school.
Yeah. Oh, in the studio.
I can give you other stories. Here's another one.
Oh, yeah, you pooped in the studio one
time. Be quiet, okay?
Oh,
here, now listen.
This is TMI.
In the sixth grade, and remember that I went to school in the sticks, the hillbilly deliverance part of Tennessee. Kids in school, I'm not kidding, no shoes. They brought beer to school in the third grade. I'm not kidding, in a mason jar. And I go into the restroom, and as I go to pee-pee as a little boy, there's a mean older kid in there, and he takes out a pocket knife, and he said, "I'm going to castrate you."
Whoa.
And he holds the knife out and says, well, he didn't say that. Dawn is on, and she's classy.
Oh, so he said something.
Well, he said, "I'm going to cut your nuts off." That's what he said.
Goodness.
He said, "I'm going to cut your nuts off," and it scared me to death. Scared me to death. I'm petrified. Thank goodness another student walked in and saved me from becoming a woman. I'm telling you, I got horror stories.
Like they were very traumatic.
Yeah. I got horror stories from school. I do. So it's called Liberal Arts.
This is called Liberal Arts, shot in a liberal arts campus in Ohio. It also stars Zac Efron, who plays this dude that just hangs out on campus and doesn't go to school. There's plenty of those. And another professor, Allison Janney, has a great little scene from The West Wing. So it's a fun little escape film. If you're looking for something to do, this is one to catch, and I think you'll like it.
ARDs.
3 1/4.
That's pretty good.
I liked
pretty
it. Good. I thought it was adorable.
Here they come right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Well, I think you're adorable. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's mutual.
You're welcome. The sparks are flying. Okay, thank you. We'll talk later
Bye,
in the week.
Everybody.
Dawn Meadows-Dixon, everybody. You hear what she said? The feeling is mutual.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, if you just take the time to bring it out.
She's warming up.
You find out who out there has the hots for you. Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Three locations. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. Hey, listen, if you're near any of these three locations I'm going to give you, run your car through there. Great car wash. On Lee Mayferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. American Equity Mortgage, for over 20 years, has given you some really good, simple advice. Actually, two pieces of advice. The first one being, if you can possibly swing it, get yourself a house and stop paying rent. I don't think anybody would argue that that's, you know, not good advice. The other advice that they've always been happy to share and hope that you'll latch on to it and run with it is that if you are already a homeowner, use the equity in your house to borrow money. Why would you borrow money any other way? Because any other way you borrow money, you're going to pay ridiculous rates, especially credit card money. That's all that is. Credit card is just a loan. It's a loan. Here, use your card. We'll loan you the money to pay for this till you pay us back. And then when you pay minimum payments on your credit card, that's exactly what they want you to do. They're not doing it to be nice. Oh, we'll just make it easy on you. Here's a minimum payment. Oh, they want you to do that because they know you're going to be making payments for 20 years. And it's going to take you a long time to dig out. Let American Equity Mortgage, if you're a homeowner, use the equity in your house to pay that off for you. It's a smart thing to do. Anybody with any financial knowledge will tell you that. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Tim Weiland has all the information for you to head home. Tim?
Well, you're a little bit slow on eastbound 270 now, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. And then if you go further east at 367, there is a sick case and an ambulance on the scene. So a bit of a slow up behind that. Westbound 64, a great run from downtown all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Once you get over the Boone Bridge, though, you're going to start hitting the brakes right around 94, just approaching 94. And that'll be going through well west of Highway K because of an accident. That has been moved off to the right shoulder. They were still working with the accident south 170 at the Brentwood overpass there, and that had traffic backing up midway between the Rock Road and Page. And on eastbound 64 before Jefferson, there's an accident, and that has you slow from approaching Compton. This traffic report brought to you by United Way, helping people. That's what United Way does, from feeding families to helping children reach their potential. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps more than 1 million people locally. Join them at helpingpeople.org. That is our With Your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Good. I was reading this on hold about today's the 30th anniversary of the compact disc. Did
yeah,
you know that?
We just did a big segment on that.
I'm sorry I missed it. No. I was in the doctor's office.
No, it's all right.
It pays to listen, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
Tiger Woods shot at the Ryder Cup. Maybe you saw this. Knocked out one of the fans in the gallery.
Whoa.
Tiger said he was sorry. Unless, of course, the fan turned out to be a divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
And Phoenix over the weekend, Justin Bieber threw up on stage during his concert. And
I read that. And who cares? Yeah.
Twice, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, according to a new poll, by 25 points, Americans expect President Obama to do better than Mitt Romney at the first debate Wednesday night. Now, 25 points. All Romney's got to do to exceed expectations is not fall off the stage.
Oh, really?
Well, a lot of Republicans are desperate for Romney to make a good showing against President Obama in the first debate. In fact, today they introduced the first anti-teleprompter missile.
Serious.
And finally...
Serious stuff.
Yeah, both candidates are busy preparing for Wednesday night's big debate. In fact, Obama is so prepared he can now say, let me be clear, in George Bush's fault in 8 different languages.
Great.
I know you want to laugh, but you can't. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
A little bit of information for your trivia stuff that you like to do. Jose came in here. We were talking about this 30th anniversary today of the CD. It was October 1st, 1982. Do you know who the first artist
was? I sure do. It was Bruce Springsteen.
No.
What?
No, no. Oh. The first commercial pressing was Billy Joel.
I'm going to have to.
You can challenge him. You can challenge him if you want to. Techquestions@ktrs.com. Send him an email.
Bruce, I know it was Bruce Springsteen.
Well, did he mention Bruce Springsteen? I don't think he did.
No,
did he?
Didn't. Man.
Oh,
the gauntlet has been thrown out.
The gauntlet's down. Thank you, Bill.
See you. Bye.
I will see. I think it's Billy Joel. The article I had Billy Joel, too, so we'll see. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. A great old joke. 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Brad.